Okay, good evening, and a guten chodesh. Tonight we begin the month of Mar Cheshvan, the month following Tishrei, a month that on the surface does not seem like a joyous month. It's a very empty month. There's no Yom Tov in this month. There's a tremendous contrast between the month that passed, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshvan is very great. So what's the name? The Ilei Nishmas, this shir is being dedicated. The Ilei Nishmas, Mayasa Basi Rachmiel, and Shama Shadav and Aliyah. And as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we always read Parshas Noach. Noach is a Mar Cheshvan parasha. It's always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. Bereshis is always Shabbos Mevarchim Mar Cheshvan. That's a fact. That's a rule 100% of the time. So Noach has to be the first Shabbos in Mar Cheshvan. And actually, what takes place in Noach, a good portion of this parasha, as everyone knows, is about the Mabul. The Mabul began, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, in Mar Cheshvan. Noach was told to enter the Teva in Mar Cheshvan, Boyel HaTeva. He was also told to exit the Teva in Mar Cheshvan. The Pasuk tells us that the Mabul started B'Chodesh HaSheni B'Shiva Osa Yoim, which is the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the earth dried on the 27th of Mar Cheshvan, B'Shiva V'Esrim Yoim L'Chodesh Yavsha Ha'aretz. There are many, many dates enumerated in this week's parasha. It's very unusual that in a story, because these are not halachas. For example, in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah talks about different dates. It has to tell us the dates of the Yamim Tovim, when they start, when they end, exactly what day it is. But the story of the Mabul is not a halacha. It's before the Torah was given. And yet the Torah talks about many, many different dates. And the Svarim HaKadoshim speak about all the different Ramazim that we learn out. Well, perhaps we'll mention one of them soon. So the Torah tells us exactly when the Mabul started and exactly when the earth dried. Both were in Mar Cheshvan. So that means this parasha not only is always read in Mar Cheshvan, but what it talks about happened in Mar Cheshvan. So we find an interesting concept here that Noach was told to enter the Teva in Mar Cheshvan and he was told to exit the Teva in Mar Cheshvan. What could we learn just from that itself? The fact that Boyel HaTeva, Tseimin HaTeva were both in Mar Cheshvan. So that indicates that Mar Cheshvan is a month that we enter the Teva and we go out of the Teva. In other words, we're not always in the Teva. What's the Teva? The Teva, which as Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, not only means the Ark, which literally is what we're talking about, it also means word. Teva is word. The words of Torah and Tefillah, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, teached Tzoyhar Tasel HaTeva, or Boyal HaTeva, that a person should illuminate his words. Tzoyhar means light. Noach was commanded to make a light, a window, or a shining stone in the Teva, so he should be able to see what he's doing. There was no electricity, no fluorescent bulbs on the Teva. And actually it was dark the entire time, because it says, Lo Shimshu HaMazolos. So how did Noach know what to do? How did he see anything? So he was told to make a window. Many asked, what would that have helped if it was dark outside anyway? Some say it was for air. Or he had an Even Teva, some type of crystal, a brilliant type of diamond that shined. And the Cheskuni learns Tzoyhar Miloshen Yitzhar, which means oil, that he was told to bring oil onto the Teva to light candles. So that's how they saw what they were doing. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that we know that every pasuk has various interpretations. There's pshat, there's remez, there's drush. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Svarim HaKadoshim quote, said, Tzoyhar Tasel HaTeva. Teva means word also in Hebrew. Light up your words. Boyel HaTeva. Enter into your words, into the words of Torah, the words of Tefillah. They should have meaning. But we're being also told, Seimen HaTeva. Boyel HaTeva, Seimen HaTeva. Enter, go out. Meaning that in this month, we're not always surrounded by Kedusha. We're not always surrounded by tevois of Torah and Tefillah. We're not always in the teva. The teva, the Svarim HaKadoshim says, tell us, is the Beis Medrash, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMikdash. Any Makom Kaddish is sort of the teva. And just like Noach was protected on the teva from the Mayim HaZeidonim, from the Mei HaMabul, so too a Yid is protected when he's in the Beis Medrash, when he's in the Beis HaKnesses, when he's learning Torah, when he's davening, when he's saying words of Tehillim, when he's saying words of Torah, words of davening, words of chesed, diburei kedusha, answering amen yeheshmei rabba, and the likes. The month we're coming from, Tishrei, we were always in the teva. We never went out. Not to say that we were for 30 days in the Beis Medrash straight, but it's a month where we spent more time in shul than any other month. There is no other month that you spend so much time in shul, so much time doing mitzvahs. The month that's called Yerach HaEisonim, as we spoke last month, Eison meaning strong, a month that is powerful because we do so many mitzvahs in that month, more mitzvahs than any other month. Chodesh HaShavi'i, the month of satiation, as the Medrash translates, Shavi'i, Sevi'i, it's satiated with mitzvahs, with Yamim Tov, Meruba B'mayadois. The Pashtas, we spend more time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're more time in shul than any other Yom Tov. There is no other time during the year, Pesach, not Pesach, not Shavuos, or any other time, that we spend so much time in shul like we do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah. It's a month where we are in the Teva constantly. In the Teva, and we're very busy with words. And that's one of the Ramazim that the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that is hinted in this parasha, where the Pasuk says, V'atonach HaTeva B'chodesh HaShavi'i. The Teva rested on the seventh month. Now, literally, this is referring not to Tishrei, which Tishrei is the seventh month from Nisan, but this Pasuk is talking about Sivan, as Rashi makes the Cheshbon, when the Teva actually landed on the mountains as the water began receding. When I have a Sedra this week, Rashi is Mayrech here, and the Ramban, and all the Mepharshim that talk about all the different Cheshbonis, exactly when the Mabul started, when the water began receding, when were the mountains visible. One may ask, like, why do we have to know all of this for? This is just a story that happened so long ago, but yet the Torah is Mayrech, all the details here, exactly what happened. So really, the Chodesh HaShavi'i here is not Tishrei. However, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, and it's pretty clear that the Torah is not just telling us a story. There's a lot more here than just that. Because if it was just a story about what happened, so we could have been just told there was a Mabul, and Mayach went on the Teva and finished. What do we have to know all the details here? That he sent a dove, that he did it three times, that he sent a raven, and everything else that happened there. They're all part of a lot of Sisrei Torah. There are a lot of Ramazim and Drush, and thousands and thousands of Perushim, just what the Torah is coming to tell us here, besides the pshat, besides the literal on the surface understanding. So tell us the Svarim HaKadoshim. V'atonach HaTeva B'chodesh HaShavi'i is referring to Tishrei. Because Tishrei is the Chodesh HaShavi'i, the seventh month, from Nisan. How many times do we hear in the laning throughout Tishrei? B'chodesh HaShavi'i, Be'echad LaChodesh, Be'osar LaChodesh, B'chamisha Asiyah. And we heard the words B'chodesh HaShavi'i on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. The entire month, the Chodesh HaShavi'i, we heard about the Chodesh HaShavi'i. So V'atonach HaTeva B'chodesh HaShavi'i. That means the month of Tishrei is a month of the Teva. The Teva rested in the seventh month, because in the seventh month, we're busy with the Teva. We're constantly saying words. We're davening a lot. We're davening more than any other time of the year. We're learning a lot. And we're within the confines of Kedusha. We're in the Beis Medrash and the Beis HaKnesses. Comes Mar Cheshvan, very different. Mar Cheshvan, we're no longer always in the Shul. We're no longer always in the Beis HaMedrash. We're not. There's no Yom Tov in Mar Cheshvan. So, of course, we daven Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv every day. We go to Shul on Shabbos. But there is this, what we had in Tishrei, no longer exists. That means that in the month of Mar Cheshvan, we're going in and out. It's Yoytzei V'Nichnas. We're not in the Teva the whole time. So it's Boyel HaTeva, Tzei Min HaTeva. And both were in Mar Cheshvan. We're coming and going, because we're not always there. Meaning, we're now in a different mode. The Avodah of Mar Cheshvan is no longer what we did in Tishrei. In Tishrei, we were expected to be most of the time in shul, surrounded by an atmosphere of kedusha, not dealing with the mundane. We're not dealing with the outside world. Now that changes. As we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we can either fall or rise to the occasion. What happens? So we find in this parasha, Noach experiences a downfall. Now, when we talk about Noach, the Torah says, was a tzaddik. We can't deny that. Ish tzaddik tamim hoya b'dayroisav. Es ha'elokim hishalach Noach. And only he and his family were saved from the raging waters of the Mabul. So clearly he was a tzaddik and he deserved to be saved. However, we find that Chazal scold Noach. They compare Noach to Avram Avinu, they compare Noach to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Shmuel HaNavi. And they say that Noach was not as great as they. And as Rashi at the beginning of the parasha says, Yesh be'rabbeisenu dorshim oisoy l'shevach, v'yesh dorshim oisoy l'gnai. Very strange. We know halachically, in the halachas of Lashon Hara, Rechilas, we know that when it comes to being melamed schus, you're always supposed to look for the good. You're always supposed to defend. You're supposed to look for limud schus. Have a donis kol ha'odam l'kaf schus. Why did Chazal find it here necessary to also look at Noach in a negative light? And in fact, according to many, Noach was only a tzaddik in comparison with his generation. But had he been in a different generation, he would not have been a tzaddik. So he wasn't such a great tzaddik. Others learned that Noach was a Yorei Shamayim, but he wasn't an Oyhev Hashem, in contrast to Avram Avinu. The Karen Ledovit says this at the beginning of the parasha, that Noach clearly was a Yorei Shamayim, but that's it. The Madrega of Ahava he didn't have. He feared Hashem, but he didn't love Hashem. How do we know that? Because he didn't go out to his people. He didn't bring his people closer to Hashem. He was satisfied with his own Avodas Hashem. That's it. He stayed in yeshiva. He didn't go out to the masses to bring Torah to them. Chazal said, I was wrong. You are supposed to go out to the masses. And Avram Avinu was the one who did that. And Avram Avinu did not only stay home or stay in his yeshiva. He went out to teach Torah to the world. He went out to bring everyone back. Tachas kanvei Ashchina. He went out to teach the world that there's only one God. He taught monotheism. He went out. We see it in the Pesukim as we learn, as we get closer the parashas Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu, who is mentioned for the first time at the end of this week's parasha. So Noach, as great as he was, but he lacked in his Avodas Hashem. He didn't daven for the people, one lashon of the Zohar is, he didn't daven for them. He didn't think they deserved that he should daven for them. And Noach had a reason. He felt that they were so wicked, they were corrupt. These people, there's nothing good to say about them. Why should I daven for them? Let me just make sure my children stay away from them, which is many have that attitude. Even today, why should we go out to those who could have a bad influence on us? We have to make sure at least that our children should stay from. We can't go worry about everyone else. So that was Noach's opinion, which was also an opinion. However, Chazal say that because of that, Darshim Oysel Ignai. Now, what's interesting, you don't find anywhere that Avram Avinu or Yitzchak or Yaakov or Moshe, any of the great tzaddikim, starting from Avram Avinu down, Yesh Darshim Oysel Ignai, Yesh Darshim Oysel Shevach, you don't find that. The Torah clearly tells us all the great deeds of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and if anything had to be said, Hashem came to them and told them. But never do you find that Chazal would look at any of them negatively. But Noach, yes, perhaps it's because this is before Matan Torah. Noach was not from the Avos. Noach is from before Matan Torah. And from Noach, we learn how we have to conduct ourselves. We learn from Noach what we should not do. Not only what we should do, but what we should not do. So one of the things that the Torah talks to us about here, which clearly had a negative impact, no matter how you learn, Yesh Darshim L'Shevach U'L'Gnai in general, but there is a topic in this parasha which definitely, clearly, was a Gnai. And that is what happens when Noach comes out of the Teva. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayiyu b'nei Noach ha-yoytzi min ha-teva shem v'chom v'yofes v'chom hu avich no'am shloisha eile b'nei Noach u'me'ele nafzuchol ha-oretz v'yochel Noach ish ha-adoma v'yita korem. Noach, who was a man of the land, that means he was a farmer. Noach was the first to bring farming tools to the world. He invented the farming tools. He taught people and invented those tools that are necessary to learn how to cultivate land. As Rashi tells us at the end of Parshas Bereshis, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that until Noach, no one had fingers. All the people were born with paws. No one had fingers. There was no such thing. When Noach was born, he was the first one that had splits in his hand. They thought he was a freak. What's this? Look at him. He has holes in between his hands. They thought there was something wrong with him. The reason why no one had fingers till Noach, because it wasn't, initially, man was not created to do work. Had Adam not sinned and ate from the Eitz Hadas, he wouldn't have been cursed. That Bezeas HaPecha Toich Alechem. Everything came out of the earth. There was no need to plant, to plow. Everything just happened by itself. Yedavim v'Hashem, it rained and everything worked. It was only because of the curse, Bezeas HaPecha Toich Alechem, the Koitz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lechem. Then they had to work. Shaila is, why did Hashem wait till Noach to create a person with fingers? It's many generations later, but that's what Chazal tell us. So Noach is referred to here as an Ish Ha'adama, because he cultivated the land, like Kayan was. But Kayan Ha'yo'eved Adama, without fingers. So Noach had fingers. He was an Ish Ha'adama. Vayita Korem. Now Rashi tells us that this word Vayochel, which this is not the first time that this word appears, the first time it appears was in Bereshis. And there we read, Oz Huchal Likroi B'Shem Hashem. And there it's talking about Avodah Zarah. Oz Huchal Miloshen Chulin, Chilul, defamation, degradation, defilement. That's when people started worshiping idols. They started using Hashem's name in a defiling way. Oz Huchal Likroi B'Shem Hashem. Some Siddurim, Chumashim rather, have Shishi over there. Most Chumashim put Shishi by because to end off here, Oz Hucha Likrei B'Shem Hashem, especially the way Rashi learns, is not a Dover Toiv. So we don't stop there. Even though there is a Samach there, it's a Parashas Tuma, we do not stop there, at least according to most Minhag Israel. So the word for Chulin already appears. Oz Hucha Likrei B'Shem Hashem. Vayochel Noach, Rashi learns, Osa Atzmoi Chulin. Not like Unkelus learns. Unkelus learns Vayochel Noach means and Noach began. Because Vayochel could also mean to begin. That word we also had before. Vayhi ki heichel ha'adam lo roiv al penei ha'adam. We had that at the end of Bereshis. Vayhi ki heichel ha'adam. When people began populating. So ki heichel over there means to begin. Vayochel could also mean to wait. We have that also in this week's parasha. That Noach waited in between sending out the dove every week. So we have the word vayochel, which means wait. We had heichel, which means begin. But we have huchal, which means profane, mundane, chulin, the opposite of kodesh. And that's how Rashi learns this pasuk. Not really the literal way. It's interesting. Rashi usually himself, he says it over and over again. Anilai basi al lefarish pshutai shel mikra. Rashi only comes to explain the literal meaning of the verse. But sometimes Rashi will go deeper, especially if it has to do with the literal meaning of the verse. But here he says that Vayochel means Osa Atzmoi Chulin. He did an act of Chulin. He did something he should not have done. He made himself profane. Shehoya loy lasoik tchila benetia acheris. Rashi says he should have planted something else first. Tchila. Rashi uses the word tchila. But he says Vayochel is from the word chulin. So Noach comes out of the teva, and already he does something that Chazal considered wrong. He shouldn't have done this. He shouldn't have planted a vineyard. Because we know what happened. The outcome was Vayesht min hayayin vayishkor. He drank from the wine. He became drunk. Vayizgal, and he became unclothed. He was naked. Vayizgal b'soich oholoi, in his tent. And as a result of that story, we know what happened. Chum saw him in that situation, and Vayagei l'shneyachov b'achutz, and different opinions what Chum did. And Shem and Yefes quickly cover him, and Chum didn't. And from that, the Noach curses Canaan. Oror Canaan, eved avodim yihye le'echov. This is the curse of slavery. Slavery starts here. As a result of Noach coming out of the teva, planting a vineyard, making wine, getting drunk, becoming unclothed, and the whole story that happens here in the parasha. This leads to to tremendous negativity. It leads to avdus, it leads to slavery, a curse. But more than that, if we take a look at Rashi here, and Rashi usually does not do this, Rashi says, Ahaloi, the word Ahaloi is spelled with a hey. That would mean his tent, her tent, which that word appears next week, Parsha also. Ahalok siv, remez laseres hashvatim. Very strange. That this is a hint to the 10 tribes who were exiled 45 years or so before Yehuda and Binyamin. And there, Shenikru al Shem Shomron. The Shomron is where the capital of the Aseres Hashvatim was. And Shomron is called Oholoi. Shenikrus Oholoi. So what's the connection? What does Noach getting drunk have to do with the 10 Shvatim being exiled, where their capital was in a place that's also called Oholoi? What's the connection here? Shegolu al Iske Hayayin. They were exiled because of wine. Shenema Hashoisim b'Mizrake Hayayin. He quotes the pasuk in Amos. This is a medrash. Tanchum. Rashi is quoting a medrash. Where did Chazal see, and where does Rashi? Why does Rashi find it necessary, especially that Rashi is only discussing pshat, to connect Noach's becoming drunk to the Aseres Hashvatim going into Golus? What's the connection? And after this, we have another story, but this is not related to Noach. This is a story after the Mabel. You think after the Mabel, people learned their lesson. Comes the Dor HaFloga, Vayichol Ha'oretz Sofa Echos. At one point, the entire world was speaking one language, and that one language was Lashon HaKodesh, as Rashi tells us here. The Holy Tongue, Udvarim Achadim, Vayi Benosam Mikedem. They began traveling from the east. They began leaving where they were, from the east, eastward of Iraq, wherever they were at that time, the Pashtus, Syria, Turkey, wherever they were living. And they found a valley, Vayimtzu Bika, Be'eretz Shinar, which later is named Bavel, Al-Kain Karoshma Bavel. And of course, this is where they made a tower, and the purpose was to battle Hashem. And this is the Dor HaFloga, who were even worse than the Dor HaMabel, but because they were united, so they weren't wiped out, they were instead scattered and dispersed. And from here starts the 70 languages, the 70 nations, the scattered and the dispersed. Pirud. Pirud begins over here. They were united. But then afterwards, there was a Pirud, and from there they went all over the world, and then we have Ad Hayom Hazeh, 70 languages, 70 nations, and the Torah enumerates all the 70 nations in this week's parasha, incidentally, including Magog, Gogu, Magog. They're all here. So what's the Torah telling us here? Why do we have to know this story about Noach getting drunk after he comes out of the Teva? And what's the connection to the Aseres Hashvatim? So this is all to teach us. This is all timely because this is exactly what the Torah is concerned will happen to us when we go from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan. When we go from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan, we might get drunk. We might become chulin. We were surrounded by Kedusha. We were in the Teva, as mentioned before. We were in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, in a holy atmosphere. But now we're not. And there's the fear when someone reaches very high levels and then suddenly he doesn't have anymore the siyua that he had before. There's the fear that he might fall. The Gemara tells us in Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Masechta that the Loim Dei Daf Yomi have started now, the final stretch of Daf Yomi that many thousands are learning. So the Gemara tells us in that Masechta that a fetus, while it's in its mother's womb, the Gemara describes there, they didn't have sonograms in those days, but the Gemara describes exactly what a fetus looked like. Not going into details, but there it says that the fetus, while it's in the mother's womb, sees everything that's going on from one end of the world to the other. And as everyone knows, this chazal, that the child is taught kol ha-toira kula. Chadushi Arim used to stand up for a pregnant woman because he said her womb is a base medrash. The fetus inside is learning kol ha-toira kula. However, as the baby emerges from its mother's womb, a malach gives it a slap, and it forgets everything that it learned. And it's at that time, the Gemara says, Mashbi'anoisai, that they make the neshama swear that he will be a tzaddik, he won't be a rasha. Mashbi'anoisai, tihi tzaddik, va'al tihi rasha. Kemavur at the beginning of Sefer HaTanya, that's on this Gemara here, from Nidal Amin Amid Beis. And then, of course, the child goes through life and then will hopefully learn on his own all that Torah that he was taught in the womb. So, of course, everyone asks, so what's the purpose? If he forgets it, why learn it? Because if we were not taught the Torah in utero, we couldn't learn the Torah in this world. The Torah is divine. The Torah is infinite. Where does it come that a human being could even touch it, could even look at it, could even expect to grasp? A goy cannot really learn Torah at all. Torah Shabbat Peh, especially not, certainly not understand the depths of Torah. But we were given the yecheles by being taught by the malach in the womb, kol ha-Torah kula. We were given all the koiches that we need to be able to deal with the journey in life. But as we enter this world, we forget it. We forget all of that light, all of that utopian atmosphere, that unbelievable situation that occurred with the fetus in the womb. So, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Tishrei, we're like the fetus in utero. We're being given all the koichos for the whole year. It's the Chodesh HaShavi'i. We're being satiated. We're being given all the necessary strengths that we need to be able to go through the trials and the tribulations of the upcoming year. And as soon as we leave Tishrei, the Malach, that's the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, comes and gives us sort of a slap, and we forget it. He wants us to forget it. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that Mar Cheshvan corresponds to Menashe. Menashe was the eighth in the order of the way they traveled. Menashe Shmoyna. Menashe was the eighth, and Cheshvan is the eighth month from Nisan. Menashe was called Menashe because it has to do with the word that means to forget. Ki Nashani Elohim is called Amoli, Ve'is called Beis Avi. The tendency is to forget. Do we still remember Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Do we still remember even Simchas Torah? We forget very, very quickly. We get very quickly distracted back into the mundane, back into the world of Chulin. And there's the fear that we're going to Chas V'Shalom become drunk. Drunk meaning, in other words, back into this world, forget, become delusional, forget what we're really here for. The Yetzer Hara is very, very successful in distracting us, that we shouldn't be focused. Mar Cheshvan is the month where we are now back, sort of back to the way it was. After such a month, after not only 1 month, 2 months, Elul, Tishrei. We mentioned it many times with the Tzvi Latzadik, the Einikel of the B'nai Yisoschar. His Einikel tonight is his yahrzeit, the Blue Shiva Rebbe. Zchusi Agun Aleinu, who lived in Borough Park, who passed away 30 years ago on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Nun. His yahrzeit is tonight. He was over 100. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. There are many stories from him. So his great-grandfather was the Tzvi Latzadik. Tzvi Latzadik said that Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roshem Nun Ches, the impression of the 58 days, meaning Noyach. Chayin, Noyach Matzah Chayin, Be'eni Hashem. In Elul and Tishrei, we had 58 days where we were doing tshuva, we were making resolutions, spending so much time in the Beis Medrash, as mentioned before, Slichis, preparing for Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, buying a Luvan Esrik, building a Sukkah, Sukkah Shvi'i Aseres, Shana Rabbah, Simchas Torah, the days following, Shabbos Bereishis. How do we know whether those 58 days really were serious? How do we know really that they are going to be productive? Only in Mar Cheshvan we'll know. Because in Tishrei and Elul, that doesn't prove anything. Of course, in Elul, Tishrei, everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. But let's see now, when you're out of shul, when you no longer have all these mitzvahs and all these yamim tovim, and everything is just plain and normal, are you serving Hashem the same way you did when you were in the teva? Meaning when you were in the shul, when you were in the Beis Medrash, are you davening on a regular Tuesday and Wednesday in Mar Cheshvan the same way you're davening on Yom Kippur? Are you as happy as you were on Simchas Torah in a regular weekday in Mar Cheshvan? That's where it counts. We only know that the 58 days of Elul Tishrei were productive as Mar Cheshvan enters. This is the month where this is the proof in the pudding is in Mar Cheshvan. This is where it counts. Because now you don't have all of that siyua. You don't have all the help. You're on your own now. Now let's see really if all those resolutions you made, you meant. So Mar Cheshvan is Roishem Nun Ches. Eile Toldos Noyach. This month is the Toiloda, is the offspring. This month is the result of the Nun Ches, Noyach of the Nun Ches days of Elul and Tishrei. So really Mar Cheshvan is the, as we spoke about this many, many times, but every year it's Mar Cheshvan, so you got to repeat it. That this is the month where it really counts. But because we go from such a high to such a low, not that Mar Cheshvan is a sad month, but Mar Cheshvan is a month where we don't have any more that light. If anything, there's confusion in Mar Cheshvan. There's Bilbul, Bavel, Yerach Bul, it's called in Melachim, Yerach Bul, Miloshin Bilbul, Mabul. The Mabul, as Rashi tells us, one of the interpretations of Mabul is Bilbul. It confused things, it moved things around. That's why they find monkey bones in Alaska and polar bear bones in Africa, and they come up with all their conclusions, all their nonsense, but it's because the Mabul churned everything around. So that's why bodies were from all over the world went in places where they didn't live. That's why they find all these bones in different places. It's because of the Mabul. The Mabul confused everything. Miloshin Bilbul. So in Tishrei, we had clarity. Tishrei Yishras, Miloshin Yoshar. Things were clear. Now there's confusion. And our job is to bring clarity in the world of confusion, to bring Achdus Hashem, the unity of Hashem, into the world of Pirut. Bereishis Bara Elohim. Bereishis, as we spoke a few weeks ago, is Tishrei. Bereishis Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis, the beginning, everything is great at the beginning. But then, V'ha'aretz ha'isa soyhu v'avayhu v'choshech al p'nei sohoim. Then comes confusion. Toyhu, boyhu, choshech. And Chazal tells us what are the four empires. Bavel, Moda, Yovan, Edoim. It starts with Bavel. Toyhu is Bavel. Bavel begins in this week's parish of Atahi. Reishis Mamlachtoi Bavel. Ki Bolal Hashem Sfas Kol Ha'aretz. Bilbul. We don't have that clarity that we had in Tishrei. Now we have to go out into the world. Now we're not in the Beis Medrash all the time. It's Boyel Ateva, Tzeimen Ateva, it's Yoytze Benichnas. We're not there as constant. So the Nisyonis begin now. But here's where it counts. We're supposed to take all that was given to us, like the child in utero was given all the potential, so that later, then throughout life, he'll be able to learn, because in the recesses of the mind, the Torah is really there. Even though the Malach slaps him and he forgets. When we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we forget. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. Because we're supposed to always remember. The goal is to always remember. In fact, the first Zichroin, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, we say 10 psukim of Zichroinos. The first one is in Parashas Noyach. Vayizkor Elohim es Noyach. V'yeis kol ateva asher itoy bateva. And perhaps the Torah is being meramis to us. The first Zichroin of the 10 psukim that we said Rosh Hashanah is read as you enter Mar Cheshvan. So don't forget. Don't forget all that you had on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Don't forget the Avodah of Tishrei. Extend the Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan, which Mir Tashem Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow by the Rosh Chodesh, elaborate a little more on that. So the Torah talks to us about a story with Noyach, because what happens to Noyach when he goes out of the Teva is what could happen to us when we leave Tishrei. When we go from Bereishis to Toyhu, Vayhu, Choshech, and Sahaim, the Dalad Malchiyos, Golus. Now we're going into Golus. Not Churban so much, Golus. Menachem Av is the month of Churban. Cheshvan, no one ever said, is the month of Churban. But it's a month where we go out into the world. We're not in the Beis Hamikdash. What happened every single year when the Jews were Oyla Regal on Sukkot? So after Sukkot, they went back home. And until Zion Cheshvan, we don't say V'sein Talu Motor in Eretz Yisrael, because people were still traveling. So we don't want to ask for rain. It might rain and they'll be uncomfortable. So we wait till everyone gets home. So then when we had a Beis HaMikdash, people went back home to the furthest point in Eretz Yisrael up north, near the Euphrates River. And those Jews who lived very, very far away from Yerushalayim indicated Jews that were far away from Yerushalayim. And they're by Nahar Pras. They're by the Euphrates River. Taiva Salem Haza. They're going back, unfortunately, to the old ways. Some are, some are not. The goal is to take the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash with you wherever you go. You take Tishrei, the Sukkah. You take the Sukkah with you wherever you go. The Kedusha of the Sukkah has to extend into the house. After you finish with the Sukkah, you go into the house. Everything we did with the Lulav and the Esrog, all the mitzvahs that we observed, that we kept in the month of Tishrei, have to last. It has to go through the entire year, at least until the next Yom Tov, until Chanukah. It has to permeate Mar Cheshvan. So the Torah tells us, Vayochel Noyach Isho Adam. Unfortunately, Noyach didn't pass the test. Noyach was in the Teva for 12 months. For 365 days, from Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, Ashana Tamima, Tulchav Zayin Mar Cheshvan. In a teva, as the Svarim tell us, which was like the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah actually tells us how big the teva should be, how many amas long, how many amas wide, how high it should be, all the dimensions. Again, why did the Torah have to, what do we have to know that for? Hashem told Noach to build a teva and finish. Does it make a difference how big it was? The Ramban says it was the teacher said the Nei said it wasn't so big, and yet all the animals fit there. It was miraculous. It was like the Beis HaMikdash, where there was no place. It had no Mokum, there was no Zman, nothing got spoiled. We spoke about this in previous years, the Beis HaMikdash, the Teva was like the Mishkan. That's why the amount of Psukim in Parshas Noach is 153, and the word to remember how many Psukim Parshas Noach has is Bezalel. What does Bezalel have to do with Noach? That's the connection. Bezalel built the Mishkan. Noach built the Teva. The Teva was like the Mishkan. The Teva was like the Beis HaMikdash. The Teva was like Eretz Yisrael. The Teva was like the Sukkah. The Teva was the Beis Medrash. The Beis HaKnesses. When you're in the Teva, you're totally protected. You have nothing to fear. The Teva, some say, was like a mikveh. As long as you're in it, you're tahar. The Medrash actually says, Kinim tases ha-teva. Ma kein mitahir es ha-mitzoyru af ha-teva mitahir. Noyachu bonav, they were on the Teva, they were purified from all the aveiros of the Dor HaMabul. Total kedusha. So when Noyach was on the Teva, it's like when we were in Tishrei. There is no outside influences. Nothing to worry about. They can't even see what's going on outside. They're totally protected. They're in a ghetto. They're confined. They don't deal with the outside world at all. Total kedusha. That's one of the reasons, as we spoke also in previous years, why they didn't want to go out of the teva. Hashem had to tell Noach, go out. What do you have to tell him to go out for? Would anyone want to stay in? Can you imagine the stench, what was on that teva, where all the animals were on one floor? It was like the biggest zoo in the world. Take the Bronx Zoo and multiply it 100 times. So you know what it smells like in a zoo. Can you imagine what it must have been like? And Noach and his family, the only few people, had to go around feeding and taking cleaning probably. What it must have felt like on that table. It must have been so cramped, you would think. And yet, Hashem had to tell Noach to go out of the table. And even more than that, he had to actually tell him to take the animals out. Haitzei, Rashi says. It says Haitzei, because if they don't want to go out, you have to force them out. They don't want to go out. Which animal, if you open the cage, doesn't go out? They run out. They fly out. And here, they have to be forced out. If they don't want to go out, take them out. They wouldn't want to go out. There was such a feeling. There was a feeling of Olam, of Yumais HaMashiach, where it says, V'gar ze'ev im keves, v'nomer im gedi yirbots. In the future, the animals will live in peace and harmony. The goat will graze with the lion, with the bear, even the snake won't bite anymore. It'll be the perfect world. In the perfect world, there are no chayos dorsos, there are no chayos torfos. And on the table, they all live in peace and harmony. That's Gan Eden. That's Yumais HaMashiach. That's not this world. So is it a wonder that Noach does not want to go out of the teva, and that even the animals don't want to go out? So going out of the teva was a very, very major step for Noach, because he would have rather stayed there. Just like it's a major step that we take when we leave Tishrei. We can't help it. The time moves. Tishrei ends, Mar Cheshvan begins, but it's difficult. Perhaps we'd rather be, for at least some of us, would rather be back in Tishrei. So what does Noach do? So, Vayochel Noach Isho Adam Vayita Korem. It was too difficult to go from so much Kedusha to no Kedusha, to go into this empty world now, Mar Cheshvan, empty month. It's desolate, there's nothing there. Noach comes out of the Teva and he sees nothing because everything was destroyed. Bul, Yerach Bul, Mabul. The Mabul destroyed everything. There was nothing there. Some learned that Noach was depressed, and that's why he actually started drinking. There is such an interpretation. But Rashi tells us, Osa Atzmai Chulin. Ish ha'adama, the Medrash says that Noach was not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah calls him Ish Mitzri, and then he becomes Ish Elohim. So he goes from being an Egyptian to a godly man. Noach, it says, was an Ish Tzadik, and now he became an Ish ha'adama. So he went down. Noach went down. Moshe went up. Noach went down. So Noach has a Yerida. The Torah is telling this to us because that's what might happen to us when we go from Tishrei to Maror Cheshvan. So therefore, we have to know this. This is a Hayirah. Torah Miloshen Hayirah. The Torah doesn't just tell us stories. As the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parashas Baal Yitzchak, if anyone believes that the Torah is a storybook, the Zohar says very sharp things about such a person, which we won't say here. The Torah is not a storybook. Every Pasuk is a lesson. Torah Miloshen Hayirah. Torah is Chayim. The Torah is the book of life, and it teaches us how we have to deal with life. How do we have to deal with Maror Cheshvan? It's in Noach. That's why we learn Noach now. It's not a coincidence that we learn Parshas Noach as we enter Maror Cheshvan, because Noach is a Maror Cheshvan parsha. And what happened to Noach might happen to us. So we have to learn from Noach's mistake. But Osa Atzmai Chulim. He went from Kedusha, he went from Kodesh to Chulim. He dealt with the Chulim, which is nothing wrong with that. You have to deal with Chulim once you're no longer dealing with Kodesh. But the idea is Chulim Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. We have to elevate the Chulim. Elevate the mundane and make it holy. And not become drunk from the mundane. Not to become immersed, which is what happened here. Of course, Noach on his level. We're not Chas V'Shalom comparing Noach to others who fall into, who stoop into Taivas Olam Hazeh, but the Torah is telling us clearly that this was a mistake. And look what it led to. It led to slavery, which slavery is the opposite of a Jew. A Jew is free. A Jew has to be a Ben Chayrin. That's the whole concept of Yovel, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the day that on Yom Kippur that all the slaves were free. So in Tishrei we experience freedom. Freedom from the Yetzer Hara, freedom from the Satan. Yom Kippur, the Satan cannot be Mekatreg. But now he's back. And we have a choice. Either we, with the koiches that we gained and with all the resolutions that we made in Tishrei, we go full force and we combat the Satan. We do not allow him to enslave us again. Chas v'shalom. What happens is we fall back into slavery. And Vayesht min Hayayin Vayishkar. So this also explains to us why Rashi and why Chazal found it necessary and saw a connection between the Golus of the Aseres HaShvatim and this story over here of Vayesht min Hayayin Vayishkar Vayizkal B'soy Chaholei Vayizkal Miloshen Golus, as Mepharshim explained. Oisiyiz Goliyos is the Balaturim. Vayizkal is Oisiyiz Goliyos. Shegolu B'roish Goylem Al Gidei Hayayin Hayayin B'gematria Yelola, the Balaturim. Because that's what Yayin leads to. It leads to Yalala. So why did Rashi have to tell us this, and why did Chazal see this? Because that explaining to us why the Torah told this to us. Why do we have to know about what Noach did? Why is it important for us to know that Noach made a mistake and he planted a kerem and he got drunk? Why are we talking negative about Noach? What's it negeya? Because what happened to him after he left the Teva is what could happen to any Yid after Tishrei as we begin the month of Maror Cheshvan. And that's what happened to the Aseres HaShvatim. And they went into Golus because of Hashoysim and Mizrukei Yayim. They fell into this trap. They also got drunk, which again, drunk doesn't have to mean necessarily drunk from wine. Drunk, anyone who is shotuf, is immersed in, stooped in Taivas Olam Hazeh, is drunk. And this led to Avdus. And the same thing in the story that the Torah talks to us about afterwards. Everyone was speaking Lashon HaKodesh. Tishrei is Lashon HaKodesh. In the month of Tishrei, we're all speaking Lashon HaKodesh, so to speak. Meaning, there's Achdus, there's unity, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, everyone asks Mechila from one another before Yom Kippur. There's Achdus. But as we enter the month of Maror Cheshvan, the period begins. Everyone's going back home. Ish Tachas Gafne V'Tachas Te'enosai. V'ayhi B'Nosom Mikedem. Chazal Darshan is actually in the next parasha, by Loit, but here too. They traveled from Kedem, Mikadmoinai Shel Oilam. They left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was called the Kadmoin. How does Unkelus translate Bereshis? Mila Kadmin. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. We had reached a level of Kedem in Tishrei. On Rosh Hashanah, we came all the way back to the Shoyrish. Bereshis. Aleph B'Tishrei. But now, we're traveling away from Kedem, from Kadmayinai Shal Olam, from Bereshis, and we're entering Mar Cheshvan. But we have a choice. Doesn't mean we have to fall. We can elevate, we can take, as mentioned before, everything that we had in Tishrei and make Mar Cheshvan a meaningful month, because this is really where it counts. This is the real month of Avodah, is Mar Cheshvan, not Tishrei. Tishrei is no big deal. Everyone is doing what they're supposed to in Tishrei, you hope. But Mar Cheshvan is where it counts. Here's where all our resolutions have to be realized. So the Torah tells us the story here of what happened with the Dor HaFlogah. They left Kedem, and they found a valley, as we spoke many times, that Yerushalayim is in a mountainous area. Yerushalayim, Horim Savivla, Avram Avinu lived on a mountain, but Rishoyim don't want to climb. They don't want to grow. They're happy with the status quo. They don't look for mountains. Light look for a plain. And the Dor HaFlogah look for a valley. Vayimtzu Bika. They don't want to climb. They don't want to go on a mountain. They want a Bika. The Eretz Shinar, which Shinar is the opposite of Yerushalayim. Shinar is Bovel, Shar Nun, the Shar Nun of Tuma. And here's where Bilbul begins. Vayofetz Hashem Oysam, 70 languages, Pirud, Bolal, Bovel, Bilbul. That's what when we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, there's now Bilbul, there's now Bul, Yerach Bul, there's confusion, there's dispersion, there's separation, there's Pirud. And the goal is to take the Achdus that we experienced, that we proclaimed in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyos, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and bring that into a world of Pirud. Take that into Mar Cheshvan. And utilize all the koiches like a infant in utero, like the fetus in utero, as mentioned before, all the koiches that's given to the fetus in utero, even though when he comes out, he forgets it. But then he's able to learn, then he's able to regain that which he was given in utero. The same thing in Mar Cheshvan, we work it out, we do avodas Hashem now, but on our own, we're not being given anymore the koiches. In Tishrei, we're given all the koiches. In Mar Cheshvan, we have to bring out our potential. And we should utilize this month properly. Mar Cheshvan, the Medrash, the Yalkut Shemayni says in Melachim, that the third Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated, the chinuch of the third Beis HaMikdash will be in Yerach Bul, in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And the Medrash explains why. This is the month that Shlomo HaMelech completed the first Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't make the inauguration ceremony, the chinuch, until the next Tishrei, the following Tishrei, the laning that we did in the Haftarah of Shmini Atzeres. So Mar Cheshvan was insulted, so to speak. So the Medrash says, Hashem told Mar Cheshvan, don't be upset. The third Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated in your month, Yalkut Shemayni and Melachim. Because Mar Cheshvan is the month of Avodah. This is the month that really counts. In this month, when we show Hashem that everything that we said, all the resolutions that we made in Tishrei, we meant, and we're going to daven the way we promised, and we're going to learn the way we promised, and we're going to deal with our chaverim the way we promised, and we're going to serve Hashem even outside of the Beis Medrash, because now we go out. We're no longer in the Teva. We're going out of the Teva. We're no longer in the Beis Medrash as much as we are in Chodesh Tishrei, as mentioned before. But yet, we take the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, and the Sukkah, and we bring it into the outside world, and we don't fall into Chulin like Noach did. In other words, we have to deal with the chulin. The job is to elevate the chulin, not that the chulin should trap us. It shouldn't be Eretz Eicheles Yoshvehohi, as the Meraglim complained that Eretz Yisrael consumes its inhabitants, as the Svarim explained. The artsiest, the materialism over there is too great. We won't be able to remain. We won't be able to do what we're supposed to because there's too much materialism. So we have to make sure that we don't let that the materialism doesn't consume us. We don't get drunk. Like what happened to Noach. So everything the Torah tells us is a lesson. Everything the Torah tells us is for us to know, and especially in our generation. Our generation is the generation of Toihu, Boihu, and Choshech, and Tehoim, as mentioned before, all combined. It's the Dor HaMabul revisited. The Pnei Menachem, the Sfasem, has said that in every Dor, there's a Dor HaMabul. There are people who deserve a Mabul, and there are people who deserve the punishment of the Dor HaFlogah. And it goes with, everyone understands that our generation certainly fits that description, Behidur. It's the Dor HaMabul all over again. And we find ourselves now in Ikvesid, the Mashiach, Mamash, right before Right before the revelation of Ahoya Hashem Lamelech al Kol Ha'oretz Ba'yom Ha'uya Hashem Echorosh Ma'echad, there's massive confusion going on now. Look what's going on here in the United States, in Eretz Yisrael, other parts of the world. Massive confusion. Governments imploding. On the one hand, Ba'avoid Rishoyim Arena, we were Zeicha this week, that a Russia Marusha was taka killed, and that we didn't have to lift a finger to do it. The nations did it for us. The head of ISIS, Yamach Shemai, Ba'avoid Rishoyim Arena, it's certainly a Geula Dikam, it's a message of Geula. We're getting closer to the time when Es Ruach HaTuma Avir Min Ha'aretz. But on the other hand, there's a tremendous rise of liberalism, leftism, tremendous Ruach HaTuma in the world, which Chazal told us that before Mashiach comes, that's what's going to happen. That's the only encouraging news here, is that when we see all of this taking place, we know it means we're closer than ever, HaMalchus Tehofech Leminus, we're closer than ever to the time of Bias HaMashiach. Noyach, the Svarim tell us, Noyach is the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Noyach and Moshe is one neshama. Noyach had to come back again as Moshe Rabbeinu, Kibavur and Megala Amukas. That means Noyach was the neshama of Mashiach. Noyach Ishha Adama is Begamachri Mashiach ben David. Noyach, Miloshin, Rashi says, Zeyanachameinu, like Menachem. Noyach was Menachem his door with plowshares. That's what he was Menachem his door with. He was not Zeicha to redeem his generation. He was not. But later on, as Moshe Rabbeinu, he was. And Moshe is Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achron. As it says in Medrash, and the Zohar, Moshe Masha Hoya Hu Sheyihiyeh. Moshe was the first redeemer. Moshe will be the final redeemer, who will take us out of Golus, Tovshin Pei, Teheshnas Pidusenu. We hope that it'll be this year, Mitzvah Hashem. This should be the year of Pidyon. We should be redeemed immediately. In Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, this month of Mar Cheshvan should be the month in which we should be Zeich, not only to the Chinuch Bayis HaShlishi, which we know will happen in Mar Cheshvan, but to Binyan Bayis HaShlishi. And although Chazal do not say that the Gula will be in Mar Cheshvan, it says, Benisan Asidin Ligoyel, B'Tishrei Asidin Ligoyel. If we extend Tishrei into Mar Cheshvan, so it's B'Tishrei Asidin Ligoyel. And achakale b'chol yom sheyavi, it could be any time. We have to be ready. We're living in that time. May we all be zeicha to utilize the directives of the Torah that tell us what to do as we enter Mar Cheshvan. Utilize, take the Tishrei with us into Mar Cheshvan, and not chas v'shalom fall like Noach did, vayesht min hayayin vayishkar, but adarabba, to deal with the chulin properly. May we all be zeicha to be as HaMashiach immediately, and to a very good Shabbos and a guten Chodesh to all.